Friday afternoon. You are listening to 103.5 FM, WLSP, LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Welcome to Declaration of Independence, very best in indie music from the past and present. Mark Conwell with you. Hope you had a wonderful week. Hope you're doing well on this Friday afternoon. You know, one of my guilty pleasures, I don't feel guilty for liking this, but I love psychedelic music. Actually, going back to the 60s to the present, I just have always loved it. And there are a lot of great modern, I guess, psychedelic groups out there. And that's my theme today, indie psychedelic groups. I'll try to give you some bio info on these groups as we go along through the hour. We start here. This is the latest from Trip Tides, their new album Starlight out now. This on it. It's Cities Underground Indie Psychedelic Music today on Declaration of Independence.
Spoken love and things seen.
On Declaration of Independence, have the warm glow of the lava lamp going, featuring some of my favorite psychedelic indie groups. I don't know what all that was at the end, but it was kind of cool. That is definitely one of my favorites, Sugar Candy Mountain. They're based in Oakland, California, mainly Will Halsey and the lovely Ash Ryder. And their son Atlas, they're getting all trippy here on Declaration of Independence. Before it, Sunbeam Sound Machine, literally a one-man band. The guy in question is Nick Sowersby. He's from Melbourne, Australia, and he goes by the performing name Sunbeam Sound Machine, and making all sorts of wonderful trippy sounds. And then Trip Tides, they're based in L.A. from their latest album, Starlight. Played Cities Underground here on Declaration of Independence, broadcasting live from the Sun Studios, underwritten by the Bank of Sun Prairie. Mark Onwa with you today, featuring some of my favorite indie psychedelic groups. I mentioned at the start of the program, love psychedelic music going back to the mid to late 60s to the present. And there are a lot of great indie groups kind of keeping that psychedelic vibe going, including this one, Levitation Room, Pass It On, here on Sun.
Thank you. Yeah.
our tune, Declaration of Independence, here on 3.5 The Sun, Sun Prairies Community Radio. Mark Gonwa with you, and today spotlighting some of my favorite psychedelic indie groups, and they all have that psychedelic goodness running through them. That one, Mild High Club, based in L.A., their song Homage, that is a group essentially led by former Chicago native Alexander Breton, based in L.A. now. And then before it, one of my favorites, all these are some of my favorites, but at the top is this next group, Mystic Braves. In there I played Tripping Like I Do. They're also based in L.A. They formed way back in 2011. Levitation Room, also based in L.A. They formed in 2012. From them I played Pass It On. Get back to the psychedelic music here shortly. Do want to remind you of two activities going on tomorrow, and if you're like me, you probably in your garage or basement or even in your kitchen possibly have hazardous waste in the form of cleaners and such. Well, tomorrow, if you're a Sun Prairie resident and have that recycle center permit on your vehicle, you can take part in this hazardous waste event. It's essentially an opportunity to get rid of that stuff in a safe and responsible way. The event happens from 8:30 till noon at the Sun Prairie Aquatic Center. Just pull into the parking lot there. There will be people there taking that waste. You can see the complete list of what they take and don't take at the, go to the city website and find Public Works. Find the link there. They have a list posted of what's accepted and what's not. And then later in the day on Saturday from 4 to 7:30 p.m., it's Party in the Prairie. That's a benefit concert supporting the Sun Prairie Public Library. That happens here at the library, and there will be live music from Corn and Bottle String Band, Soggy Prairie, Barbaro, as well as local food vendors. You can get more info on that at sunlibfoundation.org. Continuing psychedelic indie music, I love it so. This group based in Brooklyn, they actually met while they were attending Tufts University. This is Crumb with Locket here on the Sun. Thank you. Today on Declaration of Independence, spotlighting some of my favorite psychedelic indie groups, the Growlers. They've been at it since 2006, based in California. And then their son, Try Hard Fool, and then Babe Rainbow, they're from Australia. One of my favorites, Peace Blossom Boogie from them. Crumb started things with Locket. This group from across the pond in England, Temples, with Keep in the Dark here on the Sun.
Dream on. calling out, demanding answers, pleading skies, cry for hours, dropping peace bombs, collecting prayers, sky that mirrors.
Declaration of Independence, I've been spotlighting some of my favorite psychedelic indie groups. In the case of that gentleman, simply Kevin Morby, solo artist. I have been to the mountain, the Murlocs, an art group from Australia. Something with a psychedelic vibe down there. Must be all those exotic animals they're licking, or frogs, or I don't know. But a great group, the Murlocs. Let Me Down Lightly. About to wrap things up here on this psychedelic edition of Declaration of Independence. Hope I turned you on to some artists you may not have been familiar with. I love psychedelic music, especially some of these modern groups, and these were some of my favorites. Again, I hope it turned you on to some. We'll leave you with this group, the OCs. I think they're simply known as OCs now, and their son Minotaur. To wrap it up, stick around. I have new Wilco in Made in America coming up next. Have a wonderful weekend. I've been your host, Mark Conwell. As always, thank you for listening. I encourage you to keep listening to 103.5 The Sun, Sun Prairie's community radio, for more local talk, sports, music, and community events. We'll be right back.
my meals. I sleep in the next.